starts with a phone call from you to Stewart at no cost. The bagel loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
It's almost here.
It's almost here.
The KTRS Nestle Purina Radiothon will be held on Wednesday, August 30th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It's almost here.
Every donation counts, and you can help right away, if not sooner. For a $200 donation, you get four tickets to the September 13th Cardinals game and four tickets to one of three St. Louis Blues preseason games.
But wait, there's more.
You'll be automatically entered into a drawing for four tickets to see Billy Joel at Busch Stadium on September 21st.
How cool is that?
Go to KTRS.com and look for the KTRS Radiothon tab to get more information and make your donation now.
America's banks make the American dream come true. Banks of all sizes help us buy our first homes and grow the businesses that create jobs. But they could be doing even more if Washington would fix the rules that are limiting responsible lending to families and small businesses. We can change that while sustaining the important progress we've made. Tell your senators to unleash the economy's potential by passing common sense regulatory reform. Let's give everyone the opportunity to live the American dream. This message is brought to you by the Fund for Economic Growth.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blohm with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Hey, it's Jim Hewer. On Friday, September the 1st, we are on location. It's the return of the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show. We will be at the new Dirty Dogs in O'Fallon, Missouri. It's 1 mile north of Highway 40 on Highway K in the Monticello Plaza. We'll have Mizzou tickets. Dirty Dogs has plenty of indoor and outdoor seating, not to mention the brats, the poli sausage, and a make-your-own Dirty Dog. So make plans on Friday, September the 1st, 6:30 to 9. It's the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show, live from Dirty Dogs in O'Fallon.
In the market for a new set of wheels? Turn to your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. New or used car, truck, or van, American Eagle Credit Union will get you behind the wheel with a great low rate. Auto loans to fit any budget. Get pre-approved today. American Eagle Credit Union has branches throughout the entire St. Louis area, from Florissant to Arnold to O'Fallon to Shiloh. Stop by the nearest branch or visit the credit union online, ameaglecu.org. That's ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
At St. Louis Men's Clinic, our doctors specialize in treating ED. We understand your problem and can help fix it now. Call St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly Manhattan. The Backyard Barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on FM. and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
dirty chicken butts.
Oh, I hate that. Nothing filthy.
We're about to get in the playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 29th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. MD as in doctor, health and wellness as in looking better, feeling better. They're in Bridgeton. They helped me lose 35 pounds. And now they're helping people with something else. There's this thing called Lipo Melt. I went in and did it because I would never ask you to do anything I wouldn't do. And it's nothing. I mean, it's easy. It actually feels good. It's warm, and you're out of there in about 40 minutes. And that's it. It's over. One treatment. But first,
hey!
All right. Now, at the control board, it is no longer Eon the Peon. He will not be returning. I'll explain that again later for those who missed it. And temporarily, maybe permanently, that'll be up to you folks. From Birmingham, England, where the time now is, don't tell me, is 11:18 p.m., correct?
That is correct, sir.
The one and only Trevor Phillips. Trevor, say hello to Mark and Jason, and we'll all say the website together. I need to mention, remember, SIPCNYSC. Go ahead.
Hello, Mark and Jason.
And then you say something like, for more information, and set up a complimentary meeting.
Okay.
Just go to, and then we'll do the, you know.
For more information to set up a complimentary meeting, please go to
markandjason.com. And Mark and Jason will be Dan's new sponsor. Huh? How about that?
How about that?
When
they
move over to the other place. Yeah. Sorry, but you've already lost your sponsor. and you haven't even really started yet. And speaking of Dan Strauss, he's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
I lost it.
Trouser mouse.
Stop
the music. Stop the music. No,
there you go.
The whole thing's ruined.
I did.
It's ruined. I mean, we're doing so well.
And it
there's
was,
a rhythm.
It was cooking.
Yeah,
it was
seamless.
Was moving.
It was seamless. Yeah. And then you missed the trouser mouse.
I messed it up.
I like a person who admits that they messed up, though. You know, that's a great trait.
I did.
Some people won't admit that they've done wrong.
That little guy was fighting to get out, and you wouldn't let him out.
Did you find it? In the house with
it.
His trouser mouse?
Yeah.
There you go. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. Okay, bring the music back up.
Again. Bring it back in. Anytime. There it is. Barely hear it.
Bring it up more. Bring it up more. There
you
go.
Okay, and we move on. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's the happiest guy. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is high again.
And Rat Boy went on Amazon, and he had a delivery to his house, and he ordered something all the way from England. And it's British good luck what? British good luck cheese.
Wow.
You've probably never even heard of that, have you, Trevor?
I've never heard of British good luck cheese. No.
Well, maybe he made it up, but it's for you, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Would you please give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra? Why was there belching?
I hit the wrong button. I reached over.
No, that was you actually belching, wasn't it?
It was me belching. I had a Mountain Dew. I had some soda. I'm gassy.
Okay.
You know?
See, that's, well, that's what I would say. I said, I didn't hit the wrong button. I just belched.
Yeah.
I would say it was me that did it.
One day. You know, one day I'm going to get it.
There will be a day where you get everything perfect. There will. And I don't think it's that far down the road.
No.
We are brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. They have, as of the 14th, they started doing Lipo Melt. Now, I don't like the name Lipo, and I told Dr. Gilbertson this. I said, I wish they'd given another name, but because I think there'll be people who think, oh, yeah, I've seen that liposuction. This is not liposuction. This is not that thing where they jam a big straw in your stomach, punch a hole in your stomach, you go in there and vacuum you out, vacuum, and you can see the fat coming out and falling in a big bag or something. No, that's not what this is at all. This is it's an LED light. It's a warm light. And somehow or other, it manages to melt the fat below your skin. It doesn't burn. It's just a warm sensation. I had it done on my stomach because I still have a little Dunlop's disease there, and I would like to get rid of that. Now, I'm not going to do it in one treatment, but I did a treatment so I could tell you what it was like. And they've done a lot of free first treatments for people just so they could get an idea and a feel for what this feels like and how simple it is and how painless it is. And to show people that there are no side effects. You get up and go on and do whatever you were going to do. Go to work or go home or whatever. The whole thing takes about 40, 45 minutes. And again, I'm not real good. They can explain more about how this works than I do. But it's an LED light. It's a red light. It's warm. It feels like there's a heating pad on your stomach. It doesn't burn. It's just warm. And it was developed to take a fat off waist and thighs and arms and turkey neck and that kind of. Women, woo, they hate that turkey neck. They don't like that neck. You see these women that wear scarves, they try to hide the neck because they think their neck looks old. Oh, they're real big upon that. Most people need, I don't know, 7 or 8 treatments. Some as many as 20, depending on how much of the stuff you want to melt away and get rid of. And again, for 20 minutes, you lie there, and they'll play music if you want. I had George Strait. I had them play. They told Alexa, Alexa, play George Strait. So they played a few George. By the time I heard 4 or 5 songs, it's over. I got up, and they have you get on a, oh, and you're in your underwear. You're in your underwear. Ladies, bra and panties, gentlemen, skivvies, tighty-whities, or boxers.
Skivvies, I like that.
Yeah, that's an old term. And then you get up, you put your clothes on, and you stand on a vibrating plate. And I guess that somehow shakes, and I don't know. But from what I can tell, the stuff works. And it's a way to get rid of stubborn fat that didn't go away with weight loss. It's called LipoMelt. And I believe they're still doing free introductory sessions for people who are aiming the PM. You can find out by calling. Set up an appointment. Say, I want to do one of those for nothing to see what it's like. You're going to be amazed how easy this is. Most people actually fall asleep because you've got a warm thing on your stomach and you're lying there listening to whatever you want to listen to, and it's relaxing. LipoMelt, MD Health and Wellness. You can get their number and where they are in Bridgeton and all of that at mdhealthwellness.com. Tomorrow is the Radiothon. This show does not participate in the Radiothon this year. And I would love to tell you why, but I'll save that for a later time. What I did agree to do was show that this show, without being in that Radiothon, can probably generate and raise as much money as they can in 6 hours of doing that thing. And we're going to, maybe not as much, but come real close. We have $15,000, and that was just from auctioning off tickets to the Indy 500. Thank you. That wasn't really enough to require.
I think it's pretty awe-inspiring. You know, one show, one team by themselves raised $15,000.
Okay, right.
I think
right.
You deserve it.
Thank you. You're right. I was trying to be modest, but you're right. Thank you. Don't call me sir. See, he calls
sorry.
Me sir. No. It's so formal, but he does this off the air. He calls me sir.
He calls me sir, too.
Yeah, don't call us that. Because, okay. No, seriously, because right. It makes us feel like... I don't know, like you
we're
feel
old.
Beneath
us.
No, like he feels beneath us.
No,
like
you're
his
a sign
masters.
Of respect. Like, you know, you're the bosses. So
nah,
I'm just
no,
like, all right,
you don't
cool.
have to what? Do that. Yeah, but here's the thing. That accent makes him not only sound formal, but you sound intelligent.
Yeah.
You do. No. If you have a British accent, you automatically sound like you went to Oxford or some, you know, fancy school or something.
Well, you sound intelligent and then really, really nice.
Yeah, did you go to college?
I did not.
But see, you sound like you went to college.
Oh, well, thank
That's
you.
That's what that accent
I'm
does.
Eloquent. Yeah.
Now, you don't have to call us sir. We did raise $15,000. I have one other thing I'll throw in there, thanks to Tom Sainer and Annie Gunn. This is going to cost you, though. And I know we've done this before, and I got this kind of money, believe it or not. You want to go to dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's? And that's right, I'm sacrificing. I'm making myself go to dinner at Annie Gunn's and eating, you know, bread pudding and filet mignon and oysters Rockefeller. Give me $3,000, we'll go to dinner. And we'll have a terrific evening. We always do. If that sounds like a lot, it is a lot for most people. But it's not a lot for you, and you know who you are. You've done well. You're driving around in your Audi, Mercedes, whatever. $3,000. It all goes to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. I may not get it. I just thought last minute I'll throw it in there and see what happens. If you don't get the call today and say, I'll take it. Then you can email me at FrancoPinion at yahoo.com. Dan, take that call. That could be an instant $3,000 for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. I'm also going to ask every day, and I hope I don't forget it, for you to download the KTRS app. I know on an iPhone, I go to an app icon that takes me to the app store, and I type in KTRS, and there's the app, and I download it. It's free. It works. And it's a way to listen to the station anywhere in the world, I think. I know in the country, crystal clear, digital. No static, no losing it under a bridge. KTRS, download that app. You'll see why this is going to be very, very important that you do this now before we're out of here. You'll see. Trust me on this. Download it and get used to listening to the station on the KTRS app. Now, the other night, two nights ago, I hardly drink at all. I'll have a beer every 3 months. I almost never have a cocktail at dinner, but I was at home the other night, and it's been a very busy and stressful 3 weeks. It's a big deal after 20 years leaving and going somewhere else, so I thought I would like to just sip something like Bailey's or something, and I found a bottle of rum chata. Do you know what rum chata is?
I do, and it is absolutely delicious.
It is a cinnamon liqueur in a white, beautiful white bottle, milky white bottle.
If you've ever had Cinnamon Toast Crunch, milk at the end, it tastes exactly like that.
Yeah, it's great. So I found a bottle of rum chata at the house. Now, I didn't know how long it had been in the refrigerator. So I thought maybe there's an... Dan, we'd like you to pretend... Who are you talking to?
I am.
Who are you talking to?
He's requesting a joke, so...
No, this is a playhouse. We need you. Okay. You're too nice to people. Okay, we're in the playhouse. I have to go.
All right.
Okay, get rid of him. Okay, I don't know who it is, unless it's an advertiser, get rid of him. Dan is too nice. And you folks, too don't polite. Keep talking to Dan, because he'll keep talking. In fact, I'm going to rely on you. Folks, I want you to say, Dan, go back to work. Stop talking to me. All right, rum chata. Have you ever had rum chata?
Oh, I love rum chata.
Well, see, that's what we're talking about, but you were engaged. Yeah. It's the playhouse. You can't do that. So, you know what would be funny? You work out, and I get rid of Dan. Wouldn't that be funny?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
That would be terrible. I'd miss Dan.
It's not going to happen. So I thought, I didn't know how long it had been there. I looked for an expiration date. Here's what I find really funny about it. There was an expiration date on rum chata. Here's the expiration date. 8/29 of 2034.
2034?
Now, here's what I find hilarious. Why August 29th? If it's good till 2034, what if you drank it August 30th? Is it going to kill you? I don't think so. I just thought they could have just put August of 34.
But that's weird.
Is everything required to have an extra? I don't think it is.
I don't know. I'm not sure, especially about alcohol, because look at wine. Wine, it ages.
It doesn't have an expiration date on
the bottle. No, and how old it is supposed to be great.
829, 2030. That's what it says right on the bottle. It's as clear as it could be. So,
is there dairy product in rum chata?
I have no idea, but sure. I had a little small glass, and it was really good.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very fattening, but man, is it good.
It's just like a
sipping.
Cinnabon.
Yeah, it's a sipping, creamy liqueur. All right, last night I'm in the car, and I have satellite radio on, and here's the commercial. Apparently, there's a bra being marketed online. Women can go buy from this bra company online, and we've heard for years and years, most every woman is wearing a bra that's the wrong size. You know, we've heard that forever.
Constantly, they say.
So here is exactly what the commercial said that I heard in the car last night. It said, it's a woman's voice, and she says, ladies, is your bra the first thing you take off when you get home? Well, if you're like most women, it is. Now, stop right there. That's impossible. It can't be the first thing you take off.
But no, not necessarily, because women will unhook their bra and then take it off and slide it through their sleeve.
Now, do you think most women do that as soon
probably
as they get home?
No, probably not.
It's not the first thing. It's the second thing. Your blouse or your dress would be first.
Shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way it's the first thing. They would all have to do what Dan just said, reach up under. They can do that.
Well, I've seen it done quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they do. They do that.
I have to have a chat with whenever I say something,
right?
You just don't ever say the...
Don't argue.
Yeah, like contradict me.
Gotcha.
I'm always right.
Okay? Gotcha.
Now we're back on
the out of the cone of silence?
No, you know what? Contradict me. Do whatever you want. No, really, dude. I'm just kidding. All right, this happened last night.
We're with some friends we have not seen for a long, long time. And when you get over 50, you find that you and the other couple, all you're talking about is medical stuff.
Oh.
That's all you talk about. I have a knee replaced, a rotator cuff, whatever, an eye surgery. So this is such a great story. The woman tells us that she's going to have her first colonoscopy. Now, evidently, there's whatever, whoever she went to in whatever clinic, they require you drink this stuff that just makes you, everything comes out liquid. She had to do it twice, in the morning and later in the day. Now, I've never heard of that. But she did it, and she's going through the second round of it. And her husband, who was with us at dinner, knocks on the bathroom door and says, what are you doing again? And she says, I'm getting ready. It's the second part of the prep for colonoscopy. He says, that's not tomorrow. She had the wrong date.
Oh, no.
Now, if you've ever done that, it's the worst part. It's the worst part of it. The actual colonoscopy is nothing. It's that flushing yourself. She messed the date up.
Oh, no.
And she was doing this while they were out to dinner?
No. Oh. They're telling us this at dinner. Oh my goodness, okay. No. You don't do that. You're just stuffing you out at dinner.
No.
But I have actually done that, I think, once. Thought I had a doctor's appointment, and I had the date. I actually went to the doctor's office, sitting in the waiting room. And finally somebody said, can we help you? And I go, yeah, just have an appointment. I didn't have an appointment. I messed the date up. All right. Well, ladies, get in here, please. No.
Finger on it.
Like, that's the thinking music.
I had my finger on it right now. We just one more time.
I really wanted you to work out.
I really did, too. It was...
Oh, my goodness. And again, there are stations listening thinking they might want to hire us.
I know.
This is so...
I'm literally derailing the Frank Pinion Show.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And if anybody knows a joke about Joe Blob, would you email me? Judy the Cutie Martin, who used to work with us, sends me a text. That's my favorite joke ever. I cannot think of what that joke is.
Yeah, I don't know what
it's
it is
about
either.
A dyslexic genie, but I can't remember any more than that. Joe Blob obviously means job. If you know it, please email. I have no idea what that joke is. All right, this is a good one. Thank you to whoever suggested this, because I'm getting a lot of great suggestions here. Guy's sitting at a bar, and he's not a regular there. He just went in to have a cold beer, and there's another guy at the bar, and the guy says to the bartender, he says, hey, jackass, how about a beer? And the bartender hands him a beer. Then he starts sipping the beer. He goes, hey, jackass, you got any snacks, the peanuts, something? And the bartender sets down a little, you know, those things you munch on. He says, thanks, jackass. He drinks the beer and he goes, hey, jackass, how about another beer? And jackass, this time I like a frosted mug. Got it, jackass? And the bartender gives him a frosted mug of beer. He goes, thank you, jackass. So when he finishes, he's getting ready to leave. He goes, hey, jackass, what do I owe you? The bartender shows him his tab and he pays it. And he walks out. See you, jackass. Thank you, Dan. And this guy, who's never been in the bar, he looks at the bartender and goes, how can you let him call you that? The guy called you jackass like 7 or 8 times. Did he get mad or anything? And the guy goes, nah. He always calls me that.
Meet me. All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, we're working with a serious crash northbound Highway 270 north of Dorset. Only the two left lanes are getting by. You're backed up to north of Olive now, north on 270. A crash 70 westbound just before Grand. It's over on the right shoulder, northbound 170. Debris reported in the right lane north of Olive. So you're slow in that stretch north of Olive to almost Page. Westbound 44, heavy Kings Highway through the roadwork near Jamison. Westbound 64, stop and go Compton through to McCausland. Eastbound 64. From Compton through the Boppler. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stuart's American Mortgage.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stones. Quartz, those kinds of stones. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? Stop by the E&B Granite massive showroom on Manchester Road at Hampton and schedule your appointment to have new countertops installed in your kitchen or bath with top name brands like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock. E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town at E&B Granite. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton. E&B Granite. Online at ebgranite.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans. A big weekend is coming up at Busch Stadium. The Pittsburgh Pirates will be in town, and there's great giveaways for you. The weekend of September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Friday night, it's the adult Kelly Green Cardinals jersey, presented by Cooper Tires. Saturday, the adult quarter zip pullover, courtesy of the Shane Company. And on Sunday, it's the Build-A-Bear Cardinals pup giveaway, presented by Build-A-Bear Workshop. The weekend of September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Top of the morning to you. Have we got a unique giveaway for you. On Friday, September 8th, the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home their own adult Kelly Green Cardinals jersey, presented by Cooper Tires. These jerseys are perfect for all the Irish or the Irish at heart. So add the Green Cards jersey to your collection on September 8th, Cards versus Pirates. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Attention commercial farmers. The powerful herbicide dicamba has been shown to drift and damage crops it was not intended to. Signs of dicamba crop damage include twisted leaves, upward cupping on leaves, narrow strap-like leaves on the youngest growth or above-ground roots on the stems of some annual flowers. If you are a commercial farmer and your crops were unintentionally damaged by dicamba, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Many farmers are already filing lawsuits. To qualify for a dicamba lawsuit, you must be a commercial farmer whose crops have been damaged by dicamba in 2017. Call St. Louis law firm Niemeyer, Grable & Cruz for a free consultation at 800-298-8444. The time to file a lawsuit may be limited. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-298-8444. The call is free. 800-298-8444. Non-attorney spokesperson. The choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Doors are being slammed in your face, and bad credit is holding you back from buying a house, car, even getting a credit card. $99 can put your credit back to a 720 or higher. That's right, just $99. Bankruptcy, tax liens, judgments, and even late pays can be removed from credit reports by calling the Giving Days Foundation. A nonprofit organization is here to help. Federal law allows you to challenge each and every item on your credit report. We'll recalculate your personal credit score for only $99 and repair your personal credit for free. Just be one of the first 10 callers. Take our personal credit challenge. Get your credit score to a 720. 800-790-4070. Call now to recalculate your personal credit score for only $99 and repair your personal credit for free. Call now. 800-790-4070. Don't miss this great free credit repair. Just be one of the first 10 callers. 800-790-4070.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by The Fountain on Locust, the home of the ice cream martini. The Fountain on Locust, name one of the top 10 restaurants and best ice cream parlor in the state. Go to fountainonlocust.com.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city where Old Town Florissant is well in its third century with a peaceful charm and ambiance ideal for a new business to occupy a historic building or build a new one. And Old Town is where we entertain everybody with gusto each fall. Join us for light jazz nestled between renowned Handel's Cafe and historically grand Sacred Heart Parish for Wednesday night out September 27th. And the biggest and best block party in Missouri is the Florissant Fall Festival Sunday, October 8th, with historic St. Francis blocked off from Florissant Road to Old St. Ferdinand Shrine from 11 to 5. There's food and fun for the whole family and entertainment led by Bob Cuban Brass. Florissant food trucks at the Knights Grounds this Friday, October 13th. The Florissant 5K race through Old Town to the Shrine will be run Saturday, October 21. And Patriotic Florissant hosts their 9/11 remembrance at the VFW. And our famous Veterans Day Parade is Sunday, November 12th, starting at Bangor Park and ending at Old Town VFW Post 4105. Go to FlorissantMower.com for more details. Thanks.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Your home is the largest investment you will make. But let's face it, when a problem happens, your first instinct is to push it off. When it comes to basement cracks, don't ignore the problem. Trust Helitech for your basement repair and waterproofing solutions. Helitech.
Southern California. That's where we're headed. That's where Mike Evans is. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, a really fine restaurant, but casual. You don't have to wear a jacket. You can be casual. Don't be a slob, but just be casual. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're closed on Monday, and if you're going to eat at Annie Guns, you're going to need a reservation. It is really popular because it's really good. Gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands a year at Annie Guns. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. And now, from the Coachella Valley in Southern California, Mike Evans. Ow. We've added something to the show for Trevor Phillips, and it's this. Current time in Birmingham, England is 11:45. That's the time.
Very good. Birmingham, perfect.
11, is that right? 11:45.
That's 11:45 on the dot.
6 hours difference. That's a new segment. New segment now. Called "What Time Is It in Birmingham, England?"
We are worldwide with apps and
yes, with
and
apps
the
we are international. In fact, Trevor's dad, Mike, was listening the other day. We said hello to him. He was listening in Birmingham, England. How about that?
That's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Beautiful. That.
What's going on?
Parker's question, more unusual questions about your favorite stars today. Name the name of the star who has a prized possession is a mint 1959 Volkswagen Bug, but never drives it, travels 100% by limousine. Robert De Niro, Michael Moore, Daniel Craig, Clint Eastwood.
Michael Moore couldn't get in a bug. He couldn't.
I know.
Absolutely couldn't.
Final Mayweather McGregor nugget. Rocky Marciano shared a 49-0 record, the same as Floyd Mayweather, until Floyd won Saturday night and secured the all-time winning record, 50 wins, no losses. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Rocky Marciano Jr. has filed a complaint with the Boxing Commission that the fight Saturday night was an exhibition, not between two professional boxers, but a boxer and a UFC competitor. He wants an asterisk, or he wants that 50th win taken off.
It's like the Mark McGwire home run thing, and then the Bonds home run deal, too.
That Mark McGwire, boy, what a doper.
I'm, you know what? I'm with you. I just... Mm-hmm.
Finally?
No,
is he still coaching?
No, he's the hitting coach, for San Diego.
Oakland or somebody?
Once I realized...
Who?
For San Diego.
Oh.
Once I realized that he had just flat-out lied about it, and just, I mean, looked at camera and looked at the reporters, and I did not... And then, okay, I did. That did it for me.
I tell you, the biggest cheater of all was that Sammy Sosa. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only did he juice, but... 11 times he was actually caught with a cork bat where he would hit a home run or hit a ball where the bat would break, and they'd look at the bat, and then there's an inch and a half of cork stuck in the bat.
Yeah. Oh, remember the George Brett incident? When they found some... Oh, no, it was the pine tar. The pine tar was too high on his bat.
Which I thought was ridiculous.
And I thought what did that have to do with anything?
The most ridiculous baseball thing was Gaylord Perry when they came out and they looked at him because they thought he was doing something to the ball, and out of his back pocket he threw a nail file down on the ground.
Yes, I saw that. Here's the thing. Unlike Kurt Warner, who really continues to come back to St. Louis and does a lot of good...
He's a great guy. And great family, good Christian family, good people.
Mark McGwire wouldn't stay 10 minutes after the game. Before people left the stadium, he's on a plane out of here. He couldn't get out of here fast enough. And people noticed that. You know, he didn't care anything about St. Louis.
I used to see Mark McGwire all the time at the Huntington Harbor Cafe in Seal Beach. I guess he had a place there or a boat there or something.
You remember his son when he picked his son up when he hit that 60?
Oh, yeah.
Second home run? His son is now like 32 or something like that.
He can't pick him up now.
No.
He breaks his back.
TV News, when Katy Perry agreed to be a judge on American Idol, good one, she also reserved the right to veto any other judge before they were officially hired. And now we hear that Katy can't stand David Hasselhoff and may veto the hire. And I was going to talk about this tomorrow, but I've also heard from a very reliable source, American Idol doesn't even want Katy Perry now. All of a sudden, they're very cold on Katy Perry, but I don't know what they can do about that now. With the Los Angeles Dodgers bound for the playoffs and hopefully for the World Series, Fox Television, who has the rights, has begged retired Dodger announcer Vince Scully come back and do the World Series, or at least do one game. Scully said thanks, but no thanks. Scully's quote was this, quote, "This is the time for the players to shine, not for me just to get in their way," end quote.
Wow.
What a classy guy.
Yeah.
Classy guy.
Although it would be cool for him to come back and do one game.
I agree. Vintage Vince Scully, though. Just a great guy. Question. Is it me or are the old sitcoms like Friends, Seinfeld, Golden Girls, MASH, Frasier, Newhart, The Office... all better than anything we have now.
No, yes. We have nothing like those.
I mean, those were great shows. Now you turn on to a sitcom. I mean, I've tried to watch four new, they send me these new sitcoms that are coming out this fall. Not only are they not funny, they're kind of depressing that they're trying to be funny.
Yeah, well, here's part of the problem. There are so many channels now that need programming, and they're watered down writers. They don't write. They don't have writers. They don't have enough great writers to fill the need for all the programming.
You need to be a great writer, homie? Me and you.
Maybe.
Me and you.
Maybe.
Odds and ends, Lady Gaga.
I don't know.
Currently on tour, friends of mine went and saw her here in Los Angeles last week. It's a very disappointing show.
I'm surprised because I thought she'd be put on a great show.
Very disappointing. Can you hear that noise?
What noise?
Hang on. Barely. It's like something running in the background. It's like a type.
Is that your computer?
Like a teletype or something.
I can't tell you how loud that is.
No, we can barely hear it.
Everything is shaking. Everything is shaking. It's worse than an earthquake. Not the street that I'm on, but the street right in front of my street. I'm on a corner, which has four lanes. They're resurfacing it, and they are tearing up the pavement.
Oh.
And it shakes the whole frickin' house. It's been doing it all frickin' day. The dog's scared. He's running around crying.
Hey, step out there and say, stop this construction. I have a radio show to do.
Yeah, what the hell?
Good consideration.
It's enough to make me want to stink.
Yeah.
And you don't want me stinking.
No.
Very odd that Tiger Woods is financing opening four drug rehabs. What is that all about? Legitimate box office. Hamilton has opened here in Los Angeles, sold out in minutes. Steve Martin's Broadway show, Meteor Showers with Amy Schumer, opened in New York, sold out minutes. I wouldn't go in the next room to see Amy Schumer.
I'm with you.
That fat little pig.
That canceled Steve Martin out for me. I can't stand her.
I like Steve Martin, but Amy Schumer is just obnoxious and rude and mean. She's a horrible person.
That's an odd pairing. I don't know why he thought he needed her.
I have no idea. Denzel Washington is headed back to Broadway. He will be in The Iceman, which should be very, very good. And finally, on the broadcast.
Hey, way to go. Way to go, Trevor. He's hitting a few of them.
Yeah.
On time, yeah.
Name the name of the star who has a mint 1959 Volkswagen but never, ever drives it, only uses limousines. Robert De Niro, Michael Moore, Daniel Craig, or Clint Eastwood?
Oh, man. I'll say Daniel Craig.
I'm going to go with Clint Eastwood.
I'll say De Niro.
The answer is Michael Moore.
Okay. Wow. I was right. He can't drive.
But
can't
he didn't get say it. Him. He didn't say it. He didn't take care of your beans. Didn't take care of your beans.
I know.
Mike Evans saying.
Yeah. That fat slob. He couldn't get in that car.
No.
And lose the cap. Lose the little kid, little Spanky and our gang baseball cap.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans. Courtesy of Annie Guns. Annie Guns, who will also be going with us and continuing to sponsor Mike Evans. How about that? Gift cards, please remember, every day is a special day. Somebody's birthday, somebody graduated, somebody's they got accepted to a college. Gift cards, gift cards. Nobody hates a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse, and they don't go unused. Who would do that? Who would just let unless you just lost it? Good idea. They sell thousands every year, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns. In case we run late and I don't get a chance, please thank a police officer. Every chance you get, walk up and say thank you for what you do. They need it now more than ever. Now, here's something you need at some point. Somebody to come out and take care of a heating and cooling system. Even if it's just a maintenance check, and they have a program for that where they'll come out a couple times a year and just, you know, the crucial times, I think, are when you're heading in from spring to summer. And from summer, fall to winter, rather, because those are the, you know, where the brutal extremes are. And they'll check it out. It's like going to a doctor, getting a checkup, going, hey, everything looks good. Go on and live your life. And there's no heating and cooling system that's made that's going to last forever. There's a, you know, a time where you're going to have to put it to sleep or put itself to sleep. And when it comes time to replace it, also Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, here's the deal. You have to live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. That's where they're licensed. Good news for people who live in St. Louis and St. Charles counties. Bad news for the other people. But I'm sure there's a fine heating and cooling company that you folks in Illinois and other counties can call. You also need to know that it doesn't matter how big or small your home or your business is. No business or home is too big or too small. They'll be happy to have you as a new customer, and you'll be happy you found Matheny. 76 years, family business, and they have people who are trained regularly to work on anything. Don't worry about the make, the brand, the model, the year, the age. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep.
All right, time for a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Lapp.
Thanks, Dan. It's been a rush this afternoon. Westbound Highway 70 at Grand, the ramp is blocked with an accident. Northbound Highway 270, they're clearing an accident over to the right shoulder. Only the right lane and right shoulder block now. Still backed up south of Page now, northbound Highway 270. Southbound 270, a new crash at Highway 44. Southbound 170 remains heavy. Old Bonham through 64. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes. Tower Grove out through McCausin. Eastbound 64 remains heavy. Jefferson through to the Poplar. Westbound 44, Hampton through the roadwork at Shrewsbury. Southbound 270, a slow pocket between 64 and Manchester. This update is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car with vehicle diagnostics, a certified mechanics hotline, and more. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Frank Ladd at the KTRS Traffic Desk.
This is the part we have to get worked out.
Right.
This is the part where Trevor gets confused.
But a little bit.
You this audience, let me tell you about this audience. They're very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
They're very forgiving.
Okay.
Until after today.
Until after today.
And tomorrow it has to be perfect. Are they going to turn on you?
Yeah, see, I've got this. This is the... All right.
That's what you use at 20 seconds till the top of the hour, up to the news.
Okay, well, if you wait 5 seconds...
I know what's going to happen. Go ahead. In 3 seconds, it's going to happen. No, in one.
Two,
now it's going to happen.
Go,
there
see,
it is right there. Hit
playing.
It. Where is it? I don't hear it.
Where
is
hit it?
Where is it?
There
you didn't hit it. You didn't hit it.
I see, said the blind man. Okay.
Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your night.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I'm Elliot Davis, the St. Louis Public Housing Project, dealing with a terrible problem of mice infestation. Wait till you hear how the Housing Authority plans to try to tackle it.
Tonight, a hometown girl, it looks like her family may lose everything to Hurricane Harvey in Texas, but not if her hometown has anything to say about it.
It's considered the largest agricultural trade show in the world. We'll take you inside and outside the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois.
First on Fox 2 News at 6 o'clock, there's a mouse problem in a downtown housing complex, and the Housing Authority is using an unconventional approach to try and solve it.
Yep, kitty cats. All new at 6, Fox 2's Elliot Davis is live near downtown St. Louis tonight with a look at what they're doing. Elliot.
Well, Sandy, here's the situation, right?